Moving, call Vincent Mortgage first. Knowing up front what you can afford opens up a world of options. Let us help you find out in as little as 8 days. Rates are still at historic lows. So if you're looking to buy a home or pay off debt, you got to call now. 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Sounds like it could be an Elvis song.
Yeah, it does.
Follow that dream. No, it's worse. It's worse than follow that dream, whatever it is.
What is this?
So we're leaving here yesterday, and as we go down the hall, Peon starts singing. And I want you to pull it up.
Popsicles.
He did.
And I thought, what? How would you even know that song?
And it was just random. It was just out of nowhere. We didn't talk about anything.
I didn't play it recently.
I'm behind him, and he's in front of me, and he's singing, Icicles. You got to be 60 years old to sing that song. And it's a stupid song, but it was a hit.
Oh.
And here it is. Who's the group again?
The Mermaids.
Ah, here they are, the Mermaids. Oh, it's Popsicles, Icicles. That's right. I reversed it.
Baseball and fancy clothes. These are a few of the things he loves.
Yeah, it was so random. We were just walking down the hall, waiting to leave.
There was no reason for it at all.
If you listen to this song, this is like so many songs back then. It was all about the boy and what the boy liked. These are the part of the boy I love.
Track of all
these are the things he loved. You know, you got to. Okay, stop it because I can't. You got to hug him and squeeze him. And
oh,
remember
yeah.
that song?
Yes.
It's telling you all the things to do to make the guy
to
happy.
To keep your man.
To keep your man.
Yeah.
We need to get back to that music.
Days.
We need to get back to that music.
They actually cared and remembered what your hobbies were and what you liked.
Johnny something.
Johnny Angel.
He's an angel to me.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while I'll go to the, on satellite radio, they have a 60s music on channel 6.
Sure.
So I'll go there. And I want you to pull this up too. Last Kiss. Let me tell you something.
Oh, Last Kiss.
We went through a phase of, and don't play it yet, the most depressing, gory death music, Jan and Dean, Dead Man's Curve. And I'm in the car, and this thing comes on, this Last Kiss, and I thought, how could that ever...
Where can
my baby be? The Lord. The Lord took her
away
from
me.
Play this song. This is unbelievable. What?
But they go into the wreck. The details of the wreck.
Oh, yeah. Something warm running down my face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the car thinking, how did that ever happen?
Well, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me.
Who is this?
She's gone.
J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers.
You know who did a great version of this is Pearl Jam.
No, we didn't know that. You're interrupting the song.
Oh, sorry.
So he's going to be good to go up in heaven so you can see her again.
I'm going to be good so I can go to heaven because that's where she is. Listen. My daddy's car.
We hadn't
driven very
far. There in the road, straight ahead. The car was stalled, the engine was dead.
Oh boy, trouble.
I couldn't stop, so I swerved to the right. I'll never forget the sound that night.
Yeah, you did that.
No.
That's in the song.
Come on, that's in the song?
No, they put
it's not?
That in the...
No, I
know.
That
not
wasn't
really
in the song. Okay, go to Dead Man's Curve. Jan and Dean. I'm not kidding. There was a rash of these things.
Yeah.
About somebody's in a wreck and they're on a date and she dies and is, oh, this is a good one.
Everyone's getting killed in cars.
Yeah. This is a good one. And either Jan or Dean, I can never remember which one, was in a bad wreck.
Oh, yeah.
Listen. XKE.
Can't hardly hear them.
XKE pulls up next to him, rolls down the window, challenges him to a drag, and he takes the challenge. Okay, go ahead. Okay, stop it. What, if you've got the nerve, let's what? Let something... Dan's right. You can't understand it. How did we even understand it?
Let's come off the line at Sunset Vine, but I'll throw you on better. If you got the nerve, let's race all the way to Dead Man's Curve.
Okay, pick it up there. Get closer to the microphone.
Yeah.
Understand, but they drag race and somebody gets killed.
Which song?
You won't come back from Dead Man's Curve.
Which song is it where they go, look out, look out, look out?
Hang on. Yes.
Oh, I love Transfusion by Nervous Norvus. Do you remember that one?
Oh, let's hear.
Nervous Norvus.
Let's hear. And
that's
and
one
Dan's,
of
Dan's right. There's one that goes, look out, look out, look out.
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on. You made me think of another one.
Tooling down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine. Hey, man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign?
At least you can understand this guy.
And I'm just a solid mess of contusions. Never, never, never gonna speed again.
This.
Slip the blood to me, bud.
Rod
about a quarter to nine. I gotta make a date with that chick of mine. I cross the center line. Man, you gotta make time. Transfusion, oh man, I got the cotton picking convolutions. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
Okay, all right, now, okay, stop right there. I think, Dan, it's leader of the pack.
Yeah, someone just called and said it was leader
of the pack. You gotta play leader of the pack. Leader of the pack, this chick has a boyfriend. He's a motorcycle guy.
Yeah.
Is she really going out with him? Well, there she is. Let's ask
her. Look out!
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Shangri-La's.
Oh, this is classic.
Riding with me. Is he picking you up back to school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
Where'd you meet him? Candy store. You get the picture?
Yes, we do. That's when I fell for leader of the pack.
Yeah. A bad boy. I love these songs. My folks were always putting him down. Listen. And they go, down, down. He came from the wrong side of town. Stop it right there. They told me he was bad, but I knew he was sad. It's a typical...
That's why he was acting that way, because he was sad.
It's a typical story of only she understands
I can
him.
Fix him.
Yeah, just let him be my guy, and I'll make everything all right. I understand him. And there were a lot of songs like that. Go ahead, pick it up.
That's why I fell
for the leader of the pack. Music.
Find someone new. I had to tell my Jimmy.
Oh no, I had to tell my Jimmy. We're through.
I hate you, Dad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
leader of the pack.
Sorry, I hurt you.
Yeah, I hurt you by dumping you because my dad made
me. He's so small. He kissed me goodbye.
Oh.
The tears were beginning to show. As he drove away on that rainy night, I begged him to go slow.
The rainy night.
Would we hurt? I'll never know.
Look out!
I felt so helpless. What could I do?
Can you anything. He's dead. You killed him. Your daddy killed him. Your daddy killed your boyfriend.
All the things we've been through.
Forget it. All right. Now,
oh boy.
You'll find this. There was a parody to that song called Leader of the Laundromat. Do you remember this?
Or, really?
I think there was a Leader of the Laundromat.
Oh, yes, by the Detergents.
All right, play the
by
Detergents.
The Detergents?
No. This is, go ahead, Leader of the Laundromat.
Is he really going out with her?
I don't know.
Look, here he comes now. Let's ask him. Hey, Murray, is it true Betty's wearing your ring?
Mm-hmm. Who's that banging on the piano?
I don't know.
You going out with it tonight?
You bet your fur.
By the way, where'd you meet her?
I met her one day at the laundromat.
Get the picture?
Yes, we see.
And that's when I fell in love with the leader on the laundromat.
Now, oh my goodness.
When
Peon just now said, Daddy, I hate you. In the song Leader of the Pack, where Daddy says, you can't see him anymore. And Peon said, I hate you. I have to tell my story again because I've told a couple of times, but this is the only time in my life where I witnessed a girl telling her dad and pounding on his chest, I hate you, in front of me. It was...
You were the bad boy.
I was the bad boy.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you something. It was empowering. I felt like Godzilla. I'll tell the story again. I did not have much of a dating life. I didn't do anything on dates because I was afraid, because I was brought up as in a strict Protestant household that if you touched a girl the wrong way, she'd have a baby. So kissing, pretty much it. And I get a chance, and I don't want to be too specific here because these people are probably still around in Belleville. But I was dating for a short time a girl, and she was really cute. Well, here's how cute she was. She was a cheerleader.
Dang.
You aren't a cheerleader unless mm-hmm. you're cute. It's kind of like you're not captain of the football team unless you're good looking. That's just the way it goes. And it was a blind date. A friend of mine said, I got this girl, and she's a friend of my girlfriend, and I thought, these don't go well. This one went beyond well. This blind date was magical. It was like a movie. Everything was perfect. She was perfect. I was perfect. We went to Forest Park, and we ran through Forest Park holding hands, and I pushed her on a swing. It was like a movie. So we have a couple more dates, and then one night I'm at her house. And we're in her living room, and we're on the couch, and it's midnight. And her dad, who has gone to bed, and of course her mom's gone to bed, from down the hall, her dad says, "Good night, young man." I'll never forget this. And I said, "Good night, sir." Only I called him Mr. Johnson. His name wasn't Johnson, but let's say it's Johnson. "Good night, Mr. Johnson." And then she and I continued to sit on the couch, and we were kissing. And then about 12:30, I hear Mr. Johnson from down the hall again. "Good night, young man." And I said, "And good night, Mr. Johnson." 1 o'clock, 1 a.m., Mr. Johnson, her dad, in a robe, if I remember, because guys wore pajamas then and a robe, walked down the hall into the living room where we were, and he said, I thought I told you, good night. And I said, "Oh, you did. And I guess you didn't hear me. I said good night, too." And he said, "No, I don't think you understand. I mean good night. Like it's time for you to go home. It's 1 o'clock. And I kind of did a bad thing.
Oh, boy.
I got up and I said, "Oh," because I was embarrassed. I said, "Oh, I, I'll, uh, I'll leave, but before I leave, I just want to say something. I would think that you would have tremendous respect for the fact that I don't have your daughter out who knows where this time of night. I have her here in your home. And yes, it's 1 o'clock, and I know kids that are out till later than this. I chose not to have her out somewhere dangerous. What's a safer place than her own home? But apparently, that's not enough to keep you from running me out of your house. And I am leaving, and I'm never coming back.
Oh.
And that's when she jumped up. She jumps up off the couch, runs over to him, and with we're on the radio here, but if you take your fists and you walk up and hold your fists in the air and start pounding your she's pounding her dad's chest. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I can't believe this. It was who's the those Tammy movies or Gidget.
Yeah.
And she ran, and her mom runs out, what's going on? And runs, oh, honey, and she runs after him, and he's staring me down, and I walk out. Now, that's a Friday or Saturday night. Monday, I'm at work, and with my stock boy jacket, stocking shelves at a store in Belleville. And my manager, Mert was her name, says, you've got a phone call. I picked it up. It's the girl's mother. And she says, listen, I feel really bad about what happened. And so does Mr. Johnson. And we want you to be our guest for dinner this weekend, like Friday, whatever she said, Friday night. And let's just put this behind us, and we want you to come to our house for dinner. And I said, no, thank you.
Oh.
And that ended. She could have ended up being my wife.
Yeah.
That shut down a perfectly good relationship just because.
But it was a tug of war.
But I got to tell you something. It was embarrassing. I was embarrassed that I was so stupid that I didn't get it.
Good night, Mr. Johnson.
Good night, young man. Twice.
I heard you.
Yeah, I heard you, and I said, good night, Mr. Johnson. So, because I was embarrassed at two things. One, in front of her, he's kind of telling me to leave. And he had every right to do that. And two, I'm embarrassed I didn't get it. So to address
that. But once
that,
you went down that,
oh, no,
that road.
No, I'm a guy that doesn't turn back. I'm the guy who doesn't back up. And when I said, oh, I'm leaving and I'm never coming back. Those are my last words.
Yep.
Out the door. And that was it. And so when she said, let's have dinner. No, thank you. And that was it. Now, so every once in a while, I wonder about her, about the girl. Did she hate me? Did she hate her dad? Did she leave home? I mean, I don't know. I'm sure she probably hates me. So, Gail, if you're listening, I was a jerk. Your dad had every right to tell me it was time to go home. I was a young jerk. You were a cute, wonderful girlfriend for a very short time. I even gave you a camera.
Ooh.
I don't give girls, just any girls, cameras. I gave you, I believe, a Brownie Star Flash camera for your high school graduation gift.
Brownie Star Flash.
Pretty generous. Pretty generous.
Wow. Did you at any point have any situation like that with your daughter at your house when she was
No. younger? You know what we did have? My daughter was not she wasn't able to live a normal teenage life. She didn't go to prom.
Because of the tennis.
She didn't go to high school except freshman year because of tennis, because she trained at an academy. So there were no boyfriends except one guy that she decides she's going to bring to the lake with us for the weekend. And this guy was just not the guy. I don't like this guy.
Yeah.
And everything about him, I didn't like him. And when the weekend was over, I said, Amanda, I said, I have never told you that you cannot see anybody. I've not named anybody. I'm doing that for the first time today. I don't ever, ever want to see that guy again. Ever. I can't stop you from seeing him, but I never want to see him again. And that was the end of it. And of course, it was a case of she was going to save him.
Uh-huh.
He had issues. He had problems. But you and like Peon just said, he's nailed it. You don't understand him.
Oh,
yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
I understand him
more than you do.
Yes.
He's a jerk.
Yeah, Alyssa had a guy like that, too.
And he's an alcoholic.
Oh,
we go to a store at the lake to buy groceries, and this clown, who's a teenager, buys one thing, and it's a bottle of bourbon.
Oh.
Now, you're with the girl's parents, and we get to the checkout. I looked at it, and he goes, hey, don't worry about it, man. I'll pay for it myself. And I wanted to go, hey, man, why don't you also pay for a cab ride to get you back home, because you're not going with us. Everything about this guy.
Yeah.
He was an athlete who was frighteningly thin. Okay, he didn't eat. He's an alcoholic. This guy's an alcoholic. I just said, I don't like him, and I don't want to see him again, ever. And that was it. That's the only time.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to deal with that a lot.
Oof.
And now she's got a boyfriend. I love this guy. He's terrific. He just is.
And his name's Dan.
Yeah, his name's Dan. Even with that name, I still like him. That should have been the curse of death when I found out what his name was. All right, Matheny Heating and Cooling. Many of you know the name, and many of you use Matheny, and thank you for that. Those of you who don't, what's the matter with you? Seriously, why? Why don't you use Matheny? And I don't know what your answer is to that. Well, we've just always used this. Well, how about this? Next time you need a heating and cooling company, call Matheny. And then tell me if you want to go back to that other company again. The answer is probably you won't. You'll say no. They've been in business for 74 years. They service everything. They replace everything. Any size home or business, as long as it's in St. Louis County or St. Charles County. Those are the only requirements. Sorry, Illinois. Sorry. Just like Gateway Lock and Security, they only do business in Missouri. Well, it's more isolated than that from Matheny. It's St. Louis and St. Charles counties. And their business is very good, thanks in great part to you folks. So when you find yourself not being as cool as you'd like to be or as warm as you'd like to be, and you know why, and you know you're going to have to make a call, make it to Matheny. We'd appreciate it. This show is free. You don't pay for this. But what does pay for this show are the people we speak for. And Matheny would be one of those. So you can't, there's not a better way to thank us than to use the sponsors. So if you would, we'd appreciate it. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
All right, let's get a look at traffic with Tim Weiland.
Traveling westbound on Highway 370, you're pretty well stacked up now. It's rain because of the rain in the area from Highway 270, and that goes out to Highway 94. Same thing on westbound 70 from about Lindbergh out through 5th Street. You've got stop-and-go traffic there. On southbound 270, cleared the accident at Manchester, but you're pretty well jammed up now from Dorset. That goes all the way down through Highway 44. On eastbound Highway 40, it looks like we're slowing from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound Compton, that goes out through, it goes out to just past McKnight. That's all due to an earlier accident at Highway 170 that's been cleared. Northbound 170, slow from the Rock Road up through Highway 270, and eastbound 270, you're still jammed up now from Highway 370 around through Highway 170. You also got a slow pocket from the Halls Ferries through 367. And this traffic report brought to you by Account Temps. Business needs can change in an instant. Account Temps Flexible Staffing Solutions provides accounting and finance professionals whenever you need them. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 2250-95. Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Tuesday on the McGraw Show, cardiologist Dr. Michael Lim, Kat Neville from Peace Magazine, and Martin Kilgoyne on the Rams Roundtable. It's all starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow on the Big 550 KTRS.
If your basement's always wet and damp, your foundation is cracked too. Call Wood.
Woods Basement Systems will fix that basement for you.
If you have a wet basement, foundation, or crawl space problem, you are not alone. Woods Basement Systems has repaired problems like these for 30 years. We raise sunken patios. We straighten bowing basement walls. We seal inefficient dirt crawl spaces and stop leaking basements. We remodel and finish basements too. Call 866-581-1081 for your free estimate today. That's 866-581-1081 or online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
Come rain or come shine, call Woods Basement Systems. We are Woods, we fix basements for your peace of mind.
Find us online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Welcome to Mythbreakers. Today, we check out Blue Emu Anti-Itch Cream, the one cream for every itch. Since Nat lost the coin toss, he's got to roll around in a lively patch of poison ivy. Oh, his skin is already looking red and irritated.
Itchy, itchy.
And now, to get to this Blue Emu Anti-Itch Cream, Nat gets to fight his way through a swarm of hungry mosquitoes.
Give me that.
He's got it. He's rubbing it in now. Blue Emu Anti-Itch Cream, one cream for every itch. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
For all of your heating and your cooling needs, there is a St. Louis family you need to be aware of. It's Gelmisch & Sons. Since 1950, the Gelmisch family is making sure all of your heating and cooling needs are taken care of. If need be, they will install a brand new full Lennox system. Now, that's the gold standard. A full air conditioner and a furnace for $28.95. Gelmisch & Sons, 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110 or GelmischandSons.com.
Truckers, Schneider, the industry leader since 1935, is now hiring team and solo drivers of all experience levels in our van truckload division. Opportunities are available in St. Louis. Schneider over-the-road drivers travel the country with a variety of home time options. Schneider regional drivers stay closer to home and get home weekly or more. Great pay and benefits, 95% no-touch freight. Search van truckload opportunities near you and apply now with limited time sign-on bonuses at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
How would you like fresh chicken breasts or a veggie salad as part of your vending options at your business? Well, it's possible thanks to Dynamic Vending. It's a brand new concept here in St. Louis. They've been around 25 years and have revolutionized the vending machine business. Dynamic Vending, with their state-of-the-art kitchen, will deliver fresh food to your vending machine every single day. Don't believe me? Call them and find out for yourself. DynamicVending.com. It's too good to be true. DynamicVending.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
the clown with his pants falling down or the dance. That's a dream
for
the scene where the villain is mean.
Colin Jeffries here. He is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the original $189 window. And he's going to tell us about entertainment. What's on TV? What's in? I did see a movie. Before you start, I'll tell you. When this bug hit me, I had already bought my tickets to see Hell or High Water with Jeff Bridges.
Yes, and Chris Pine.
We went to see it.
And Ben Forrest.
And it was good, but it wasn't great. It wasn't great because the ending, I didn't like the ending, but it was good.
I loved the ending.
You did?
And it's my favorite movie of the year.
No kidding.
I loved it because they told the story. Yeah. They told the story. They set out to.
Well, you know what? I was sick, though. I fell asleep twice. I was so sick. So I got to see. I'd have to see it again.
Yeah.
To be
but
fair.
They just told the story and left it. Like, I like that. I like when not everything's wrapped up.
Is Chris Pine the good-looking guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
His brother's a creepy-looking one. Oh, how much did you love the banter, though, between Jeff Bridges and his half-Indian, half-Mexican partner.
I like Jeff Bridges in just about anything. I just like Jeff Bridges.
Oh, yeah. It was fun.
He seldom disappoints, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all yours.
Hey, thanks a lot, Frank. DVDs, just a couple this week. Night Manager. It was a six-part series that aired on AMC this year. You probably didn't watch this.
I did watch it.
You did?
Yes.
How great was it?
I liked it.
I really enjoyed it. It's just going to be a miniseries. I think it'll get nominations.
It was called Night Manager?
It's actually really good.
The Night Manager, yeah.
Hmm. Is it Hugh Laurie in it? The house, that guy?
Yeah, Hugh Laurie and Tom Hiddleston, if you're familiar with the Marvel movies, Loki. And then The Jungle Book, which if you have not seen...
Oh my goodness, let me tell you something, folks. If you think Jungle Book is just a kid's movie...
No.
It's one of the five greatest movies I have ever seen.
That's high praise.
And that's this recent one.
Yes, this recent
one. Oh, my goodness. I went there, and we took my grandson, and I thought, okay, I'll suffer through this. I would see it if he weren't with us. I'd see it again.
Was he scared by the wolves and... Because they're so realistic.
No, they are realistic. No, he wasn't scared. He was just mesmerized, but he wasn't scared.
Yeah.
But there are some very realistic. Have you seen this, Dan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable.
I liked it.
Oh, yeah. The rain dripping off of their fur.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah. So those are the two DVDs you should pick up this week. TV, we are back into that fall season. So before we get into everything else, these are the two new shows premiering this week.
Can I just interrupt and say, for those of you who will email me, and let me head that off. I get my emails tomorrow morning. And you say, Frank, what was that movie you said was one of the five best you've ever seen? Let's do Jungle Book. Okay? Jungle Book.
Jungle Book.
Okay.
It's on DVD today. Two new shows premiering this week. On Friday, we have Narcos Season 2. Did you watch Season 1? Did we even talk about this?
No, it's one episode or something.
Oh, I'm very excited for this.
How do you watch all this? Who can watch all this TV? There's a lot of stuff. It's your job.
I don't have a lot of friends, Frank,
sort of.
So.
I don't either.
Yeah. Huh? So Narcos is back on Friday, and then on FXX... is Wednesday night at 9 o'clock.
I never knew there was such
a channel. That's still a channel?
There was an FX. I didn't know there was an FXX.
It's their younger channel. They took It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Archer, I believe, and dropped them over on... And The League was on there when they created it. You're the Worst. It's the story of two people that are really just not particularly good together. It's their relationship. It's a dark, disturbing comedy. It's rude. It's crass. They hooked up at a wedding two seasons ago, and now we're entering the third season, and they're finally just starting to not be completely selfish in this relationship. It's like the anti... If you know someone that's like, oh, wow, I really wish I could find the right... They're desperately looking to find someone.
Right.
Make them watch this, because then they'll be like, you know what? I'm fine being single. This is imagine the most dysfunctional pairing you could find. That's what this is about. But it's back on Wednesday night. Thursday night on CNN, I have a documentary for you two called Holy Hell.
Well, I like the name.
Oh, yes. I'm very excited for this one. This tells the story of Buddhafield. It was a cult in the late 80s, early 90s. And it was headed by an Ecuadorian who wore Speedos just about everywhere, was a former ballet dancer, and his cult preached the importance of maintaining top physical form. Okay, sounds... Sure, why not?
Sounds like me.
Will Allen was the official documentarian for the sect inside, working inside the cult.
So this is a real thing.
For 22 years, he's compiled all that footage now and is putting together this creepy look inside of what's just a weird, weird... It's like the aerobics craze and
Jack LaLanne.
Yes. If Jack LaLanne led a cult, that's what we would be looking at. Holy hell, on CNN, should be on 8 o'clock Thursday night. Okay. So set this up to record. I am very much looking forward to it.
I can't believe either one of you guys know Jack LaLanne.
Yeah, there he is.
Juicer.
The original fitness
guy. Yeah.
Yeah. What was his dog's
name? First workout video.
Pulled a bunch of boats in the water, didn't he? Just swim.
He did everything.
Oh, he did
it all.
Do you remember what his dog's name was?
I don't know.
No.
Happy.
Okay.
He always had his dog. His white. It was a big white dog.
Good story.
Yeah, thanks. I hate all of you.
Put the punctuation on that sentence.
Did you just throw Bill's voice right there? Is that what that was?
Yeah.
And then Chef's Table is back on Netflix this Friday. So two things on Netflix this week. You've got Narcos and Chef's Table, opposite ends of the spectrum. Chef's Table is back for its third season. If you like watching how food is prepared and hearing from chefs, this is the best show on television about that.
I don't.
Well, then not for you. That's fine. The VMAs were this weekend, the Video Music Awards on MTV.
One of the great dividers of people is today's music.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm old, but a generation ago, people 30, 40 years apart still knew the same music and the same singers.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is... Families all, they had a set of records, and the kids didn't have separate iPods. They didn't have a separate source. So you tended to all in the car listen to the same stuff. So
yeah.
You all had I could not name you one Beyonce song. I can't name you a Rihanna song. I can't name you a Kanye West song, a Jay-Z song. I don't know who these people are. I don't know any of their music, and I don't think I'd like it. That's the divide. That's the big divide. There's a huge gap between what I know as music and what is music today. There just is.
I'm removed from it. There were songs. So here's the reason I bring it up is I thought, oh, maybe we'll talk about it. Maybe there'll be something that happens that's worthwhile to talk about. So I watched 2 hours of it and then had to pull the ripcord because my brain was starting to shut down. This was awful. Like, it, just from every sense of the word, it was so horrible to watch. I knew, the only songs I knew is when they were doing, like, a retrospective on, like, what Rihanna was singing 8 years ago. And
I wouldn't even know what that was.
I'm familiar enough with some of that. Kanye West premiered a new video, and I'm going to play you the beginning of the song. This is his song. And
Your love is faded.
That's an old song.
Your love is faded.
That's not him. That's just a sample.
Oh. Your love is faded.
This is the song. This is what he's playing.
I feel it fade. When no one ain't around. I feel it fade.
This is the song.
I think
too
much. It's that auto-tune. I hate that auto-tune.
I hate everything about this.
This is crap.
This is just...
How did this guy get rich?
It goes on like this for 4.5 minutes.
And there are people acting like they think it's great.
Yes.
In the audience.
So what did they do with Kanye West? They said, hey, you know what? Take 4 minutes and do whatever you want. So Kanye West proceeded to speak for 4 minutes. I can't read all of it, but I'm going to read some of it. I'm Kanye West, and that feels especially great to say this year. I came here to present my new video, but before I do that, I'm going to talk. Now, later tonight, Famous might lose to Beyonce, but I can't be mad. I'm always wishing for Beyonce to win. So, but for people to understand just how blessed we are, it was an expression of our now, of our fame, right now, us on the inside of the TV. You know, just to put the audacity, to put Anna Wintour right next to Donald, it goes on like
what
this for
idiot.
4 minutes. It is nonsense. It's just word salad.
But here's what's scary. Lots of people in this country made this guy very rich.
Yeah.
Yes.
Buying his crap.
Yeah, he gave a shout out to
what is his talent?
I think he was probably a pretty good rapper
marrying
maybe 8 or 10
whores.
Years ago.
Marrying whores. That's his marrying skank whores. Mm-hmm. Is that his talent?
Well, he's only done it once, so I don't know if you can call that a talent.
Well, you're right.
I think you would need to put at least 4 or 5 in the bank for that.
They then gave Beyonce 20 minutes. Or no, she got 15 minutes. Sorry, she got 15 minutes to do something. She won an award for long form video. This, I can't tell you one thing that happened in this other than she took a baseball bat and broke a camera at one point. But it was 15 minutes of just a video.
This
sounds
horrible.
Wow.
I'm glad I didn't see.
Oh my gosh. I made it 2 hours. And then it was like, I can't do this to myself anymore. William H. Macy, to switch gears. William H. Macy, I really like a lot. I like a lot of his work.
He's a great actor.
He's working on a new film with Mel Gibson called Blood Father. It's going to be violent. Don't really know a lot about what it's about, the plot. But it was an interesting thing. This is a guy, William H. Macy, that has never had a scandal. He just does his work and goes home, teaming up with Mel Gibson. And he said something
who's full of scandal.
Yeah. Yes, but he said something I thought was kind of interesting talking about it. He said, perhaps I'm being naive, but I think that whole episode had a lot to do with drinking, and he paid a dear price for that. But when I met him, I could tell he was still reeling, but I think we have to forgive people. Everyone deserves a second chance. And he essentially says, I'm just doing this because this guy came to me and said, I want to do a movie. Mel Gibson hasn't starred in a movie since 2011. Think about that. I mean, this was a huge movie star, and I just like that he's giving a second chance. I don't know that I'm a Mel Gibson fan anymore. I think he's a little out there, but
It's funny how some people can do anything and other people can't.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson says something about Jews or whatever, and boom, off the radar. Kramer.
Yeah.
Does the
Michael Richards.
And we were talking during the Olympics. Marv Albert's just right back to where he was. It was like a nothing. He was never dressing in women's clothing, lingerie.
Just get to skate, and other people get punished for the rest of their lives.
And so it'll be interesting to see if this gets, because the 2011 movie he did was called The Beaver, I believe, and it was with
Jody. Can you say that?
The Beaver.
Edit it out. I say if this is a great movie, people will go. Mel Gibson or not, they'll go.
Mel Gibson, Bloodfather. We're not, and then Dancing with the Stars announced their cast. I'm not going to mention much about it other than to say they got two Olympians, which just seems odd to me. Ryan Lochte and Laurie Hernandez are both going to be part of this. I don't understand the show anymore. It doesn't seem to be drawing people that anyone would want to see.
I don't understand the Ryan.
Women who watch Dancing with the Stars, they'll
have
watch
you ever
it.
Wanted to see Rick Perry dance?
No, but you watch it for the dancers. You watch it for the professional dancers.
I want to see Maureen McCormick dance.
That's what you watch it for.
Yeah. Marsha.
But, so this week, just a reminder, Narcos on Friday, You're the Worst on FXX.
And Mel Gibson's an abusive
Wednesday.
Jew hater. And I think if you want to hate Jewish people, that's the wrong business to be in. It is.
Yeah.
That's the wrong business to be in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Colin Jeffrey.
Kiss of death. There you go. Colin Jeffrey, everybody. Well, is he not? Is he not? He's a Jew hater.
Yeah.
Gibson.
He is.
He's made it blatantly clear. He's drunk. He says things that are the truth. Sometimes when people drink, the truth comes out. He's abusive to the cops, and he's abusive to Jewish people, and that'll kill you in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I think that's what separates his behavior from others. That's Colin Jeffrey, sponsored by Window World, the original $189 window company, and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. The longest running advertiser we have is American Equity Mortgage. 24 and a half years. It's a long time. You buy a house, you need a mortgage. American Equity. Well, not everybody. Few people can pay for the house. Sometimes it's usually older people. Saved enough money or had enough equity in the house they sold. Most people need a mortgage. Here's the other group that they get a lot of business from. People who finally realize that making minimum credit card payments, if you're a homeowner, is stupid. It just is. It's stupid. If you're a homeowner, you have equity in that home, and you're making minimum credit card payments, you are throwing away a lot of money. That's a lot of interest they charge. Better idea, let American Equity pay off the credit cards back to zero balance. You still owe the money, but your payback is at a much lower rate. Makes a whole lot more sense to be paid back a lot sooner. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or this phone number. Don't confuse it with any other. 314-878-9999.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
You are really jammed up on northbound 270 from Doherty Ferry up through Manchester. You're heavy again from just north of Highway 40. That goes up through Page. Southbound 270. South of, well, it's just a little bit south of McKelvey. You're hitting some really slow traffic all the way down past Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 40, you're jamming up now from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound from Jefferson, that goes all the way out through Clayton Warson. A little slow pocket here and there from that point. Southbound 170, you're slowing from Page down through Highway 40. And westbound 44, now it looks like it's a little bit west of Jefferson near Grand out through Hampton, and then you're slow again from Guyer down through 270. This traffic report is brought to you by Account Temps. With summer vacation, here is your accounting team short staff. Account Temps offers professional temporary accounting and finance support when you need it. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.